Welcome. Karen Cataline filling in for Daniel Brickman here on the Power Hour. What a pleasure it is to be back on the Power Hour, all over the place, from Washington to Washington State to everywhere else. I am a columnist, commentator, and all-around rabble-rouser, and they call me every so often to come in and fill in for Daniel Brickman. And what a momentous, I'm telling you, momentous. How can we possibly even underestimate what's been going on in the country politically and otherwise? You really have to keep your own counsel. And I have definitely some comments and thoughts and all kinds of stuff to share with you. And what makes it great is live call-in talk radio, my absolute favorite. So I'm going to give you a couple of my thoughts, and then it's always better if you participate. So, as you know, on thepowerhournation.com, for people who are listening anywhere and everywhere on the internet, it is powerhournation.com, and there's a giant listen live button, and under that, there's a phone number, 844-769-2944. And we'll have two guests in the next 2 hours for, I don't know, about 20 minutes, half an hour each. But then from the beginning of the show and the last half hour of the show, we'll have open lines, open comments, my rants, or what I like to call spouting off, because that's the name of my show, spouting off. And that's not negative, by the way. Spouting off means you're saying what's on your mind and you're not worrying about what people think of you. Does not mean that you're not being diplomatic. It means that you are sharing and talking about what you think and believe unfiltered and with courage. Or as JFK used to say, who would have been a center-right conservative, with vigor. That's what he used to say, with vigor. Anyway, so this is the week of Thanksgiving. There's so many ways we could take this, isn't there? We could be very, very thankful for everything we have, which is the very quintessential holiday of America, the founding of America. We could go that route. Or we could be really, really angry that it appears as if the country is going down the electrical convenience. I don't know. Are toilets electrical? But see, I am highly and absolutely cautiously optimistic. First off, we have to tell the truth about where we're at. Haven't visited with you in a while, so I have to say that even before the election, I had a byword. I had a slogan, I guess you could say, and it was, "This is for all the marbles." That doesn't mean you can't fight back if you lose. It means this is, and this chess game that has been going on ever since Donald Trump came down that escalator and represented a formidable threat to the establishment, a formidable threat to the profound. Few people understood the level of lying, cheating, stealing, and corruption that a lot of people were attempting to protect, as well as some very sinister agendas. No, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but a sinister agenda for this country that is contrary to how this country was founded in every way. I think more and more people are appreciating and understanding that that agenda has been working for a very long time under the radar. And now these folks are, I guess you could say, out of the closet. They're letting us know who they are. They're letting us know what they think of our country. And they're letting us know what they think of us. What is most disconcerting to me is that there are still conservatives, Republicans, whomever, who refuse to pay attention to the signs, to the information, to what it is they are communicating. But as usual, I get ahead of myself. What is really going on here is that this election, in my humble opinion, humble or otherwise, this election has been and is for all the marbles. It bothers me, worries me, and concerns me that there are people that are preparing for a possible Biden presidency. It is not that it couldn't happen. I'm not disconnected to reality so much that I don't think that could happen. But what bothers me is something that is often called learned helplessness. The idea that people have, their hopes have been dashed so many times. People have been disappointed, and that is a weak word for what I really mean. It's like getting socked in the stomach again and again and again. You see the lying, the cheating, the stealing, the corruption, the treason. Yes, treason. And so much more. You watch it, you see it, and you just feel smaller and smaller and smaller because you feel like you can't do anything about it. Well, I haven't, not only have I not given up hope, but I remain cautiously optimistic. I will admit that when last night Sidney Powell, when there was a clear kind of distancing of the current lawyer team of Donald Trump's to distance themselves from Sidney Powell, that concerned me. It concerns me to lay so many hopes at the feet of Sidney Powell. I mean, it seems like, you know, people are dropping like flies as far as standing up for liberty. So it always, I hate to give such a platitude, but it's always darkest before the dawn. And Sidney Powell has uncovered astonishing things. I am not demanding that she give me all her evidence. I don't understand why so many people on our side of the aisle think that she has to come forth with that evidence, before she's ready, before it's a court of law. I watch Twitter, I watch Parler, I watch all those things. I'm on all those sites. I'm so glad that there are alternatives now. I hope that people just flock away from Facebook and Twitter. I haven't done it yet, but I am moving towards other things like MeWe and Parler and Gab and other things, because censorship is about as un-American as anything we could possibly cite, as well as everything else they've tried to turn upside down in this country to make you think you're going crazy. But this notion that we're just going to prepare for a Biden presidency is anathema to everything we have been fighting for. The very idea, it's horrific. Because the ramifications of that, first let me lay out, are frightening. Does that mean we give up then? No, we never give up. We never give up on the moral imperative for liberty. Liberty not just for us, as it is said in the Constitution, our posterity, but also for countries around the world who have looked to the United States as a beacon for liberty. A beacon for freedom, a beacon for self-government. Yes, this country is in a major crisis. I never thought I'd live to see it. I bet you never did either. I never thought. I mean, yes, we always worried about this kind of thing, but I don't think a lot of us who've been watching carefully ever thought that we would be living, being alive at such a time when it was a zero-sum game. Either we go to liberty, we return to liberty because we're losing it every single day, or we go to tyranny. God forbid that should happen. And here's my overriding feeling, and I do want your thoughts at 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Here's my overriding feeling. The very best way to stop communism, and yes, it is communism, make no mistake about it. The very best way to stop communism is to never, never, never allow it to take hold in the first place. And we've already allowed it to take hold in many more ways than I ever dreamed possible. We will have time to talk about this fraud and hoax of what they're doing with the coronavirus. I hate to have to constantly qualify it, but I'm going to, just for the record. I believe there is a coronavirus. I believe there's corona, whatever you want to call it, COVID-19. What it is being used for, to rob us of every right we are guaranteed under the Constitution. The Constitution guarantees that we already have those rights, not that they bestow them upon us. That's the most important thing. The government doesn't give us our rights. We look to government to protect our rights. The whole notion is that these are God-given rights. God-given rights under the First Amendment, the Second, and all the rest. But there are five tenets of the First Amendment. I always forget one. The right to free speech, free expression of our ideas without the fear of the government punishing us. And by extension, the left has been trying to shut down free speech and the very spirit of free speech by putting certain ideas out of favor and claiming that they're too dangerous to have. They're too dangerous to hear. They're too dangerous to know. There is nothing American about that idea. Nothing. We have always held in this country that free expression, which is what we're doing right now, exercising our right to speak openly and clearly and not under the threat of punishment, fines, or imprisonment. We have always believed that the antidote to hate speech, which is not a crime in America, you can be hateful. The Constitution doesn't tell you that you're not allowed to be hateful. The universe has a way of taking care of that on its own. But nevertheless, the government doesn't regulate speech, and it doesn't regulate love and hate either. It ought not to. Nevertheless, free speech, the antidote to ugly, nasty, horrible speech, is more speech, not less. We know this, but unfortunately, the young and the people who've been indoctrinated now have been indoctrinated away from free speech. There's a reason it's the First Amendment. Free assembly, to get together with other people. We are being isolated, we are being demonized, and we are being encouraged to distrust our neighbors. And they're even wanting us to snitch on our neighbors. Everything that has made America strong is exactly what they are attacking. So the right to speech, assembly, religion, I should have it in front of me. I always forget. You'll have to call me and remind me. Speech, assembly, Well, there are two more, because there are five. I have them in my notes somewhere. I should know this stuff, right? I talk about it enough. The point is that it's never very easy to get back your rights after you've lost them. You know, and liberty is never so precious as when you have already lost it. Too many people have taken it for granted. It concerns me greatly the number of people who do not realize that it doesn't really matter who will be at the helm if the Democrats get power in the executive branch. If the Democrats get power in the executive branch, it's going to be, sorry to say this, CPUSA that's in control, Communist Party USA. Kamala Harris is a red diaper baby. Her parents were card-carrying communists. And we cannot superimpose our view of what it looks like in a formerly free country when the Democrats have every plan to make sure that dissent and opposition is shut down in the most outrageous, in the most oppressive and persecutorial way. So we cannot allow that to happen. I must let you know that I think that Donald Trump is still holding the major trump cards, to coin a phrase. I think we have the major trump cards. And so all of this nonsense and this propaganda media that Joe Biden is the presumptive president, the president-elect, he's out there choosing his cabinet, and he's angry that Donald Trump won't give him access. And this was so highly, profoundly irresponsible, because there are some really crazy whacks out there that are useful idiots who are willing to engage in rioting, looting, and burning, which we saw all summer long, if they don't get their way. So to lead them to believe that Joe Biden won fair and square, I detest when I hear people say, well, it's not enough to overturn an election. Guess what? The only people that anointed Joe Biden president of the United States were the media. So the results of the election haven't really been called. They may, but this is all outrageous fraud. And for those of you who think that I'm simply showing sour grapes, sorry, there have been profoundly serious allegations of election fraud in this country. We don't know. We haven't seen all the evidence of it, but it is profound and serious. The very fact that our opposition has no interest in it, they are, as we used to say in the mental health field, borderline. They're borderline personality disorder, because for them it's all or nothing. I wrote a piece. God, I have a lot of stuff on my website. I really, shameless plug, would really encourage you to please go to my website, KarenCataline.com. Karen spelled the normal way. Yes, I'm a Karen, a middle-aged white woman who complains a lot. Yep, that's me. So K-A-R-E-N, Cataline, spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. If you go to KarenCataline.com, you'll see some of the shows that I do, but also under there I have my blog, articles, full-length articles. And third down is one I wrote just a few days ago, voter fraud. Is this really the best defense they've got? You know, for decades they've been telling us there's absolutely no voter fraud. There's none, 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 none. Me thinketh they protesteth too much. Then all of a sudden, when they're caught with really very far-reaching cheating in elections, we know that's possible because this is a bunch that was willing to frame and spy on their opposition. Is there anybody who thinks they wouldn't cheat? If they're willing to frame somebody with lies, if they're willing to spend millions of dollars on a Mueller investigation for a paper tiger, Robert Mueller, who is nothing of what they told us he was, but Andrew Weissman was the one calling the shots all along for a fraudulent accusation that they did. How about fraudulent accusations of impeachment? And they weren't held accountable for that either. They dragged the country through the mud for a false accusation of impeachment with nothing. They had nothing. But guess what? Joe Biden was guilty of exactly what they accused Donald Trump of being concerned about. So they accused Donald Trump of the crime and ignored the fact that Donald Trump was concerned that Joe Biden was dirty. We know all that. I know. I'm rehashing old news, but sometimes we never put the two together. We never say, you know, that the people, you've got to consider the source. And the people, always the same people who are putting forth lie after lie after lie after lie, they keep lying. And I have to say that, I got to stop saying that I have to say. Well, I am going to say that I do use my mental health background a lot to say if character absolutely matters, and in our own personal lives, we would never give quarter to people who continue to lie to us over and over and over again and then claim, oh, well, this time they're telling the truth. The point I was making about the article that I wrote about, is this the best defense they have? I have to just give you the punchline there, which is first they say there's no voter fraud, and then all of a sudden they say, well, yeah, there was voter fraud, but it isn't going to make enough of a difference to change the election. That's poppycock. That's hooey. That's nonsense, I tell you. Nonsense. So I wrote this other piece I just want to direct you to called How Faulty Focus Leads to a Deadly Form of Projection. I thought it was important. It's the last one because I just posted it today, as a matter of fact, or late last night. And that is that there is this article in Western Journal that inspired this piece. The DNC members suggest deprogramming 75 million Trump supporters. What's he going to do? Stick us in concentration camps? I don't put anything past these people, but the problem is contact tracing and pulling people out of their homes. I mean, this was, again, anathema. Just the very idea anyone would bring that up in the United States of America. And yet, we've gotten a full-blown introduction, I guess is the right word, to what communist China really feels like. This is what living in communist China, and this is 101, it gets worse from here. When the government is your boss, government is God in your life, and you have to do what they say, or they punish you. They use the power and force of government to punish you. Well, as you can see, I can go on and on. We have to take a break because you hear that music. We have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a wonderful guest, Patrick Wood, with us. So please stay tuned for that. Karen Kettling filling in for Daniel Brigman here on the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution. It's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. They would see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optavita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Welcome back. It's Karen Cataline happily filling in for Daniel Brickman here on the Power Hour. What a pleasure it is to fill in on this first day, the week of Thanksgiving, where people are desperate for a break. But we can't rest yet. In fact, technically, we can't rest at all because our country is under attack. So we're going to examine a variety of issues, and never has our courage, our fortitude, our convictions, never have any of those things been tested like they're being tested now. I think this will resolve, and all we can do, and I hope and pray that it resolves for good and not for evil. Here to talk about that and so much more is Patrick Wood, who I've had the pleasure of speaking with several times before. He's a leading and critical expert on sustainable development, the green economy, Agenda 21, and 2030 Agenda and Historic Technocracy. He's the author of Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. That was written in 2015, and co-author of Trilaterals Over Washington with the late Anthony C. Sutton. Welcome, Patrick Wood, to the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us.
I'm so glad I could be here today.
Glad to have you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
I don't know whether to be thankful or furious, but being thankful is important. Whoever said, though, that it was a privilege to live in interesting times, I think I want to slap them.
yep.
Yeah. Patrick, you wrote a piece called Stop Technocracy. Americans must rebel against lockdowns, mandated masks, and forced vaccinations. I could not agree more. Bring in, because we can talk about the masks and all that, which in my opinion is pure downright attempts at tyranny. It's taken people a long time to figure that out. Tell me about the technical aspect of that and the big tech driving this fraud.
Wow. Well, there's a very large backstory to what we're seeing today, and we may not have time to go into it. I'd encourage people to go to technocracy.news and do some research and do some reading of articles we've posted and articles I've written, et cetera. but the idea today, now people have started to hear terms like the Great Reset, for instance.
Yes.
We see, in fact, that term has just kind of made the rounds in the last few weeks, especially. The idea of the Great Reset is that capitalism and free enterprise are dead, and a new economic system is going to rise out of the ashes of capitalism and free enterprise. And, of course, the United States has always been identified with capitalism and free enterprise, that is, free market economics. We have been the poster child for that, if you will, in the world for decades and decades. And now that whole economic system is on the chopping block by people associated, among other things, the groups with the United Nations and their Sustainable Development Program. We know that as Agenda 21 or 2030 Agenda. But the Great Reset pictures all of that economic system that that's recognized as the green economy or sustainable development. And it has to kill capitalism and free enterprise before it can come to life. This is the Great Reset that people like Klaus Schwab are talking about at the World Economic Forum. And what it would imply for us is complete change of life on planet Earth. It would go from what we've known in the past, you know, 40, 50, 60 years to something where all people would be micromanaged. They would be controlled as to what they could consume and what they would be allowed to make, and resources and private property would be simply out the door. That's it in a nutshell.
Horrific. Horrific, horrific. And you know what is even worse, and I think I forget the name of the quote, is that all of this true tyranny, world, one world government, communism, is done with this sociopathic view that it's for our own good. Of course, only some people are more equal than others. I wrote a piece in response to somebody else, a friend of mine, we probably both know, Lil Ponte, who wrote a piece about the Great Reset and what our globalist overlords are planning. And the title of the piece was, we'll rob them, we'll enslave them, we'll control their minds, but they'll be happy. It's outrageous. And we do have time. We do have time to go into it because, you know, there are a lot of people sticking their head in the sands. They think, well, we're just a bunch of black helicopter tinfoil hat people. This is a conspiracy theory come to life. And now, only now, are we beginning to find out that there are people who are really serious about it, including re-education camps for the people who just won't go along and a whole lot more. Before we get to what, God willing, we can do about it, might as well tell us more about how horrible, awful, and terrible it'll be. How are they going to make this happen, Patrick?
Well, the entire meme today is being driven by technology. And I want to say up front, I am not anti-technology. I don't want anybody to come away with that thought. And I'm not anti-engineer, and I'm not anti-scientist. I'm only against anyone or anything that seeks to control us rather than to serve us. And this is where the rub comes in. The people who are orchestrating this have in their mind that they want to use that technology to control mankind. Back in the 1930s, the late 30s, the official magazine of Technocracy Incorporated in that day was called, believe it or not, The Technocrat. And they defined technocracy very clearly and very succinctly as representing the science of social engineering. Mm-hmm. And there was an object to that. That was to produce and distribute goods and services. But just the first part I want to focus on. The science of social engineering. Those scientists and engineers that coined technocracy in the first place as an alternative economic system to capitalism and free enterprise. They proposed that everything would be run by scientists and engineers. They said there would be no need for politicians. Yeah, they wanted to
control. Yeah.
Well, this is the mind of a technocrat. It's not, and I have to say, technocrats in that day had constant conflict and war, like at least verbal war, with the communists of that day. And there was a pretty big communist movement in America in the 1930s. And they sparred with technocrats continuously over this economic system that the technocrats had created. The communists didn't like it at all. And the technocrats thought communism was basically a sham because it still embraced a price-based economic system. And so they would have nothing to do with each other. Mm-hmm. But back in that day, when these scientists and engineers did this, in their mind, this is how they think. They thought that they have some divine mandate because of their superior wisdom and knowledge, being, you know, all being PhDs. It started at Columbia University, by the way.
My alma mater.
Oh,
I went to Columbia School of Social Work, Patrick. How about that?
Oh boy! Well, okay. You know what it's like then. If you walk the halls,
Floward and Piven. Well, I never took a class from them, but I know who they are. Yep.
Well, this is where it started in earnest. Originally, was at Columbia, and their ego, to say their ego was inflated, isn't really quite appropriate. But they had a completely different way of thinking about the world, about life, about humans. And in their mind, humans were just one more resource to be controlled, just like the wheat in the field and you know, corn stalks and factories or whatever. People were just like animals, and they were something that needed to be controlled and managed in some senses
less than the animals, because they have elevated animals above humans, because humans have the gift of reason and the gift of conscience, and they don't like that. Am I right? They don't like that.
Well, they just don't believe that it is anything particularly different than any other animal species. I mean, you and I would say it is, but in their mind, it's not. It's just humans happen to evolve a little bit higher than everybody else, but that doesn't make humans special just because they evolved by accident. So probably the most dangerous thing about the technocrat mind is that it's based on a very perverse religion called scientism. And scientism was a French philosopher in the early 1800s came up with this idea to replace Christianity, essentially. And he proposed that scientists and engineers were superior to all other men. And that
it's sort of the same thing as Aryan, only different. I mean,
well, that's right. It's just is very similar in a lot of ways.
Yes. Yes. But there's nothing new under the sun. Yeah.
Well, no, I guess not. But the French philosopher Henri de Saint-Simon said that essentially science is a god, and the scientists and engineers are a priesthood of that god.
Oh.
And this is the mentality that we see today. We see science elevated as science can do no wrong, right? Hey, science is settled, at least what they say it is. And then the PhDs are the only ones that are allowed to see that science and to make proclamations to us as to what we should do about it, like wear masks and socially distance and lock down schools, et cetera. Yeah. That's right. So you see, they are the priesthood of this religion that worships science. This is not communism, Marxism, socialism, or fascism per se. It really isn't. It's a different type of a philosophical mindset that we've never seen in the world before today.
But well, Patrick, let me ask you real quickly. If it is something different than socialism, Marxism, and all those isms, how come the avowed and secret socialist, communists, and Marxists are behind this 100%. They're not scientists. So They're going to have to kowtow to these science gods too, aren't they? They think they're going to prevail. The Muslims think they will prevail.
Yeah.
I mean, whoa, we're headed for quite the war.
I will just say this is kind of my studied opinion at this point, is that all these other groups that you mentioned have become the useful idiots to the technocrats.
Really?
And they will be thrown under the bus as soon as their usefulness is completed.
That's always been true of useful idiots.
That's
always
right. And I think that's coming soon. I don't think they're going to have long to wait.
Yes, but if you get rid of private property and you have centralized planning, you're still talking about a form of socialism / communism that is an anathema to anything, everything that we know. I love it. God, but there are 57 genders, right? I mean.
Yeah, right. Exactly right.
God.
There is a lot of overlap between any autocratic system.
Right.
But technocrats believed that the only thing necessary to control society and people in it was control over the economic system. They do not believe in a political system whatsoever. And, it kind of borders in almost a little bit on anarchy, the anarchy mindset. Mm-hmm. But they really have no use for politicians at all. They believe that if they could control all economic activity, including the resources of humankind itself, right, that everybody would be happy and the world would just be a wonderful place. Well, this is known as a utopia. Mm-hmm. And utopia has never worked
it's a nightmare.
In history.
It is a horror.
But this is what, this is what they believe. And you can't argue with them, really, because they just don't see anything else. This is their only focus, is using this technology to manage us.
All right, so let me stop there, because we have not stop. We're going to go on. But in order to round this out, because now we've gotten a full picture of just how ugly, dark, and horrible it all is, of what we're facing, and we must talk about it. You know, the idea that the time for sticking your head in the sand is way, way gone. So let's assume for a moment, apart from acknowledging that this is really happening, which sometimes is one of the biggest challenges, is getting people to understand that this isn't your ordinary political year, shall we say?
Right.
I mean, it's amazing the Karl Rove's in the world. Well, we'll win back in 2 years. Are you out of your mind? You are on a different planet. Okay, so let's assume among us that we can acknowledge that this is really happening. What do you think is the absolute strongest weapon everyday citizens who love liberty, who love America, and who love self-government can do to stop this runaway train we're looking at?
Number one, it starts with communication, and that's what the First Amendment is all about in our Constitution, is communicating first with God, then with each other, then by the media, assembling together, that sort of thing. That's all First Amendment doctrine. Yes. It all says communication. We have to communicate. We've been shut down to communicate all over the planet. That's right.
And that's we've been shut down. People have to understand that's why. Whatever they attack is what they are most afraid of. What is their biggest threat?
Yes.
I was talking about the five tenets of the First Amendment, and I forgot to. One is freedom of the press and freedom of assembly, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. And then there's one more. Okay, right. So anything that they're trying to shut down, we must defy and open up with civil disobedience, correct?
Well, we do, but the way we can communicate still, the only couple of platforms that are open, one is conservative talk radio, which is going to be under great fire, I believe, in the next few years, great attack. The other thing is just one-on-one communication, direct communication, where we go back to what we had 30 years ago. We used the printed word. We printed flyers and brochures, and we held town hall meetings and stuff like that. to spread information around. And I think we're going to be back at that place again where we literally need to get out of our house and go mix it up with people directly and spread what we know to be the truth that way. The second thing that we need to do that's very important right now is that we need to make up our minds about whether or not we're going to comply. And I've already made my choice. I will not comply with the role that these people have given us to play. And it is a role. There's no danger at this point to this flu virus that's floating around. It has been politicized and weaponized against the world.
Absolutely.
To drive the world. And listen, it's not just about the virus. These people, these technocrats, have shut down the entire planet's economic system. It's all over the planet. And this was the goal. The goal was to kill capitalism and free enterprise. And they're doing a bang-up job, right?
They really are. And they're doing it with the tacit acceptance of ignorant people who are being controlled by their fear.
Yes.
Just had to add that. Sorry.
And we need to get beyond that, and we need to say we will not comply, we will not wear the mask, we will not socially distance, and whatever other measures are thrown out, and you can't have Thanksgiving dinner with more than three people or nobody outside your household. Just tell them basically to shove it and do it anyway.
Right, and it's no accident that Thanksgiving is one of their biggest targets, because Thanksgiving is America. It's about America.
That's right. And I have to say, they're also going to take Christmas out, too.
Oh, they will.
At this point.
As a nice Jewish girl, I support Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know how nice
exactly
I am,
right.
But I 100%. They hate Thanksgiving and Christmas. And look at how they did it at a push of a button, Patrick. It's like, first we do election, and then all of a sudden, big coronavirus, we're going to start shutting you down again. It's like they flick it like a switch on and off.
This is a problem with artificial intelligence and this very advanced technology. It's not so much people controlling us anymore. It's the technology, like in China with the social credit scoring system. This is all automated. There's no person sitting behind there pushing the button saying, hey, I don't like Pat Wood, let's get rid of him. It's just they put it all into the software, and the software is doing the heavy lifting.
But if they can do that, then why are people so having such a hard time believing that they could move a million votes here and there or change the algorithms?
It blows my mind
that people don't understand this. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, you're right. No, it's absolutely possible. And I would say, I just would remind people, if nothing else, I mean, we have smoking guns, as they call it. Well, I'm kind of personally past smoking guns. I want to see the bullet and I want to see the dead body. Okay. I don't want to see any more smoking guns.
Well, I think we're either going to see it in 2 weeks or we're not. And I suspect we're going to see it, and some people are going to deny it.
I hope, I know, and I hope we do get through that. But I would point out that all of this is big tech, all of this is software-oriented, all of this is algorithm-oriented, artificial intelligence, and these are the people that cross-pollinate with each other, with the Googles of the world, the Amazons of the world, the Microsofts of the world, et cetera, and the Facebooks of the world. These are the same programmers that do that do the voting machines, okay?
And so revenge of the nerds, basically.
Well, it's odd that you bring that up. Revenge of the Nerds was title of an article in 2001, appeared in Time magazine, that declared that China was a technocracy, no longer a communist dictatorship, but it was a technocracy. Controlled by engineers and scientists.
So Bill Gates is not, it really is as evil as people are making him out to be, with forced vaccines and, like, who died and made him God? there's this sense that this maniacal sense that he knows what's best for everyone.
Well, it was his father who died and made him God. I have to say, they were.
Wait a minute, that's very Christian. I don't know if I can handle that. His father died and made him God.
Yeah, they were both cut out of the same cloth. I have to say, but listen, really? I knew Bill Gates back when Bill Gates was still a nobody, almost. Because I was involved in the computer world, the software world, from the very, very early days of development. And Bill Gates has been a control freak jerk from the day he got out of university. And nothing is new with him. If people knew his history, they would understand. This is the same Bill Gates we had back then. The guy was an absolute... Well, I won't say what he was, but...
Yeah, I got it. Have to go. What a spectacular and frightening conversation. I do want everyone to go to... where can they read your articles, real quick?
Technocracy.news.
Patrick Wood, thank you so much for joining us. We have to take a top of the hour break. Daniel Brigman... I am filling in for Daniel Brigman. My name is Karen Cataline. You're listening to the Power Hour. We got one more great hour to go. Stay tuned.
Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.